Amen. I'm just going to move this for you.
Thank you. Yeah, not...
yeah. I told him to just throw it when he went off stage, but I wasn't serious. So my name is Cheryl. I'm one of the pastors here as well. And as you know, we are in a series for the summer called How I Connect with God. And so we are exploring through different speakers and in different formats how it is that each person connects with God. And the hope is that we learn to connect with him in different ways. God is very, very, very interested in connecting with us. And there are so many ways that we can connect with him. And so we are excited for this series to learn new ways to explore things we maybe haven't thought about before. And that's what we're going to be doing this morning. This morning is a story slash testimony. And this is Erin, and some of you have probably recognized her from the many things that she's involved with at Westview on the prayer team, leading some neighborhood group things. She's involved with some young adult stuff. She's just a powerhouse of compassion and prayer and prophecy. And so we love Erin, and we're excited to hear her story today. And so Erin, let's start off by just having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your history at Westview.
You're making me blush, Cheryl. All right, so I've known the Lord for as long as I can remember, and I had this memory when I was two or three of watching a show called David and Goliath. They were animated puppets, and they were talking about God, and I went to go to my mom, and I said, "Mom, who's God?" And she said, "Oh, he's the one who made the world, the universe." And I have this distinct memory of saying, "Oh, that's his name." So I've always known who God is. I became a believer along with my family when I was around 10, because my parents witnessed my grandfather, who was paralyzed by polio. When he was dying, he lifted up both his hands, and Jesus welcomed him into the kingdom. And they were like, "Whoa, what does this guy have?" And they wanted it. And so that's when we became believers. Shortly after, the Lord led me here to Westview when I was 16 and enjoyed the youth group, where I met Ian, who was to become my husband. It took a few years. And met my best friend, Tina, and I was baptized here. And shortly later, I was married here. I had my two beautiful children, JJ and Noah. They were dedicated and baptized here. And this has been my home, my spiritual home, for a really long time.
That's really cool. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being willing to share your story with us. And since our series is called How I Connect with God, can you just tell us in a nutshell how you connect with God, what you want to talk about today?
So the primary way that I connect with God is something I call practicing his presence.
All right. And so that can seem very mysterious to people or exciting. So tell us how that came about for you and what that means.
All right. So to tell you what that looks like, I kind of have to tell you where I came from. So as I said, I've been in this church a long time. And in around 2014, well, just before then, actually, I had so many dreams, so many things I was going to do. And I had hopes, and like I was going to be the first female elder, and I was going to be the first preacher, female preacher, and I was going to do all of these things. They were my plans. And then around 2014, the occasional migraines that I experienced became chronic. And so they became an everyday affair. And I became increasingly isolated from church, from friends, and then even from my family, as that became too painful. I would say that I experienced a great deal of depression at that time. And the only refuge I had was to be in the dark in my room. And I would find further solace in my imagination, because that's the only place where I didn't experience pain. I had asked for healing. I asked God to heal me, and I hadn't yet experienced it, and so I stopped praying. And I believe this is why it became so dark. And there was a period during COVID where I had over 60 days in a row of migraine. I ended up at the emergency. And I just came to this point where there was no escape from the pain anymore. And I don't know if you can imagine what that's like, because we've all experienced that pain, but I didn't know that there was a life without pain anymore, and the life that I had wasn't a life that I wanted, and so I wanted to die. But this brought me to a point of surrender, and I came to the Lord and I said, God, this is not a life that I want. But if you're God and you're good, then I will lay it down. I lay down my dreams, my hopes, everything that I want, my family, everything. I lay it down at your feet. And if you're good and if you're God, then I'm willing to give you a chance. So please prove it. And he did. What began over the next several weeks is I felt this lifting of the darkness. I started to experience a degree of lightness, kind of like a mole coming out from the ground. You know, you picture them blinking and stuff like that. That's how I felt. I could start to engage with my family again. The Lord, in his goodness, led me into the garden, and I began experiencing his fingerprint in every flower. As I would watch the bee go from flower to flower, it was such a healing experience. He brought me back into painting, and I got to start to paint watercolor flowers. And for me, this was a love note to God. He led me back into godly community, and at this time we were all online, and so I got to be a part of the women's online Bible study on Wednesday mornings, and so I experienced godly community again in a place that was safe, that I could manage at that time. What happened after a little bit is I became hungry, like starving for anything of the Lord. I would go through devotionals and Bible studies and scripture, and I would look for anything that I felt the Lord's presence on. And at this time, my friend Tina and I decided to pick up a book called Practicing His Presence. And this is where I was introduced to the idea. So this was about a brother from a monastery. His name was Brother Lawrence, and this book is about his letters, and essentially, what he would say is that I could experience the Lord's presence as much when I'm in the clutter of my kitchen as I do when I'm taking communion. And this really caught my attention, because I'm like, whoa, he can experience the Lord when he's doing his dishes? And I don't know about you, but I don't really love being in the kitchen. And so this was like amazing for me. And so I started, I set about taking time, and I tied this to meal times. And so before I would eat, I would say, Lord, thank you that you are here. Thank you that you are with me. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I would just take a moment, and then I would go about my day. And what I uncovered is that by doing this regularly, intentionally, I developed this increasing awareness of the Lord's presence. I began to, when I would do this, start to feel it, feel His presence, His love, like a warm blanket. And what I didn't know at the time was that He was training me not only to know His presence, but to hear His voice.
So that's something that I always like to lean into. Whenever someone says hearing God's voice, listening for His voice, I think that's something that some of us want more in our lives, and it's not something we know how to do necessarily. So talk to us about how you hear God's voice and what that sounds like for you.
So at the time, I was experiencing God's voice through His presence, His love, by feeling Him. Often when we think of the voice of God, we experience this great, big, thunderous, loud voice, when the truth is, more often He speaks through the still, small whisper. So the Lord can speak to us through anything we see, hear, sense, or perceive, because He's big enough to do that. He spoke to Jeremiah through pottery. He can speak to us through anything, though, even through a song on the radio. I don't think the challenge is getting God to speak. The challenge is getting us to recognize that He's speaking.
And that takes practice. Yeah, which is why we're talking about practicing the presence. and I think it's really important to note that this is for everyone. Like this ability to sense God's presence and to know that He's with us tangibly is for everyone, not just for Brother Lawrence in the kitchen in the monastery, or for you who's gone through such a journey of like chronic pain. So I think the question is for some of us maybe in the room, like, could I experience God this way? And like, if so, like when you asked that question, the answer was yes. What's the answer for those of us who are asking that in a time of honesty of like, that's what I need?
Absolutely. Because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that we received when we became believers, the Lord is with us 24/7. So what we're doing there is training our awareness to the fact that He is with us. And so all we need to do then is seek, because the scripture says, seek, knock, and He comes. So that's what we want to do. We want to seek Him with intention. We want to knock and know that He'll answer, because that's who our God is. When we call, He comes.
Yeah, I set my watch for every 43 minutes to go off, and then it just is a moment of, like, I call it a God party. I just sit wherever I am. I'm like, oh, God's with me. Hey, God. You know, good to have you here. I'm so glad you're here. So continue on with the story. Tell us more about this journey for you.
So this was about around the time that Charlie was challenging us as a church to ask for more. And that really resonated with me, because if there was something to experience that I could experience that had to do with God, I wanted that, because I wanted more of Him. So I was crying out to the Lord for more. At this time, I had actually met Barb at our online Bible study, and we had been praying together. And following that time, I started experiencing an increase in my awareness of the presence of the Lord. And I would feel Him like bubbling up, the Holy Spirit bubbling up within me. I began to experience Him in new ways. It was like the still small voice that I had once heard had become the voice of a roaring river. And it was just such a delight to get to experience God in greater measures.
Yeah, so that's really beautiful. You, the more you pursued God, the more he revealed himself to you, the more you hungered for him, and the more he continued to pour out to you. That's really cool. How has God been using this gift and this ability to sense his presence in other people's lives?
So part of the journey that the Lord has led me on is that with the increase in his presence, he brought me into full healing from chronic migraine, because where the Lord is, sickness, illness cannot exist. It says, the Lord says in his words, in this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so when he encountered me, when I encountered him, migraine had to go. And learning how to abide in him, learning what it meant to tune into him, to hear his voice, I started being able to hear the Lord's voice for other people. And so I remember one time I was serving on prayer team, and there was a woman in a boot, kind of like Jephthah. And I asked her, I said, oh, can I pray for you? And she said, yes, please. And so I just prayed for her the way I felt led by the Lord to pray for her. When I was done, she said, thank you. And we went about our day. The next week, she came to me. She said, Aaron, you'll never guess what happened. I'm like, what? She said, when I went home and I took off my boot, I was healed. I could walk. And I was like, oh, Jesus, you are amazing. And what I want you to see there is it's not because of me. It's not because I am this amazing person. What I did is I heard what God was saying, and so I just spoke what he was saying, and then he healed her. And that invitation is open to each one of us as his children. As we abide in him, just as he abides in us, as it says in Scripture, we ask for what we wish and it will be done. And that's his abiding presence in us. As we abide, we know his heart. And so we pray and it is done. And so my heart now is to equip every son and daughter to know that God is speaking to them, and to learn how to tune themselves in to how he is speaking, learning how to recognize and respond to the voice of God so they can be his hands, his feet, and his mouthpiece in this world.
And how do you experience that personally?
So as I said, I've encountered the Lord, and he brought healing to me. And as I practice his presence, I feel him in increasing measures. And so the most beautiful gift that I've received is that of his presence. He has become my best friend. He is my comforter, my strength, my portion, the one who's always with me. I can't run and hide from the Lord. And so I get to walk with him in every moment of my life. And that has been the greatest gift that I could have received.
That's awesome. Can you talk to those of us who might still feel like this is maybe scary because we haven't been taught this, or it's not something we grew up with? This is a new concept. Talk to those of us who feel that way, that this is still kind of mysterious, maybe intimidating.
Yeah, so I think what we have to remember is we're talking about God, the one that we have, whose sacrifice, we're talking about Jesus, who sacrificed himself on the cross for us. This is who we're asking for more of. sometimes when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we think of him as an it or a byproduct of salvation, when the truth is that he is one third of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're talking about God. And God is good. And when the Lord created the universe, the Holy Spirit was there hovering over the waters. When God moved through Moses, through Jesus, it was the Holy Spirit that was within them moving. For the apostles, it was the Holy Spirit that moved through them. It is the same Holy Spirit that is in us, leading us now. It is the same Holy Spirit. And so what we need to ask ourselves is, do we trust that God is good? Do we trust that he's got me? Do I believe that he wants to use me? And ask for more. Because it's just asking for more of him. And I don't know about you, but I want everything there is to know about God to be revealed to me.
And he wants to do that for us.
And he does, yes. Yeah.
All right, so how do we get there? What's like a roadmap that we can maybe think about as we go from here to become more conscious of God's presence with us?
So I would say the first thing is to practice. We want to go about this with intention. So take a moment and add it to your quiet time. Add it to something that you already do. Maybe it's every time you get a notification on your phone. Maybe it's every time you're reminded to take another 50 steps. Just tie it to something you already do and stop. Close your eyes and breathe. Hold out your arms and say, "Here I am, God." You can tie it to, like maybe you experience the Lord the most when you're worshiping, then tie it to worship. Maybe you experience the Lord the most when you're reading scripture, tie it to reading scripture. And then just set about doing it with intention. It doesn't have to be a long time. It just needs to be intentional and consistent. You want to do it with intention and then keep doing it, trusting that when you seek God, he will come.
Yeah, Brother Lawrence's story is that he was washing dishes when he was practicing it, right? So that's something most of us have to do every day, unfortunately. All right, well, I'm just going to close us off here and just ask you if you would pray for us and maybe just lead us through a practice of this.
Yeah.
And if you would just participate with us where you are, and then we'll close off from there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sounds good. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me. I find this easier to doing when I stand. And so I would ask you to just close your eyes, reach out your arms, as Cheryl says, to receive, and just take a deep breath. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you, Lord, that when we seek you, you come. And so, Lord, we seek you with everything we are. We seek you. And we ask you, Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Lord, I ask that every son and daughter would know what it is to experience your presence. That every son and daughter would know what it is to encounter the living God. Lord, that we would know what it is to walk with you, to live and breathe in you. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come. To come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with your strength, your life, your peace. Lord, where there are things that we are holding on to too tightly, Lord, we just surrender them to you right now. Lord, where there are fears, we lay them down at your feet. Lord, where there are places in our hearts that we've held on to offense, we let them go at your feet and we choose forgiveness. Lord, we would walk in your perfect freedom. So if there is anything in us right now that is standing in the way of experiencing you in your fullness, Lord, we ask you to bring it up in us right now because we would surrender that to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, where there are those who have experienced chronic pain, chronic nerve pain, those who have experienced depression, Lord, then I would take my testimony now of healing and I would say, Jesus, do it again. Lord, you say in your word that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And so, Jesus, what you did for me, you can do for someone else. And so, Lord, I ask now, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to bring healing, and I speak healing in Jesus' name over every individual who experiences chronic pain in their body. I say, pain, go now in Jesus' name. That each one of us would experience the freedom that you paid for, the fullness that you paid for, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you come and bring your resurrection life into every son and daughter, that we would know your healing touch right now, Lord. And so if you are experiencing anything in your body right now, maybe tingles, warmth, know that that is completely normal as the Lord heals. Just thank him and say, thank you, Lord. I just want more of you. So I thank you, Lord, that you are moving now, that you are moving in this room. You are bringing healing. You're bringing your presence. You're bringing your peace. You're bringing your love. Lord, as we step into more worship with you, I ask that the heavens would open. Lord, that our voices would join those of the angels in praise. As we worship you, Holy One, whose name is lifted up above all names, because you are holy and you are good and you are God and you are with us. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence in us, through